Feeling a bit weary, but excited at the prospect of seeing him again after months apart. He normally played squash on Friday evenings and generally arrived home around 10, so her plan was to take a shower, put the bottle of champagne she had bought at the duty-free shop on ice, dim the lights, and surprise him. In the lift on the way up to the third floor, she was even toying with the idea of maybe digging out the rather saucy underwear she had bought for Valentine's Day last year. She turned the key in the lock with a rising sense of excitement. Dumping her heavy suitcase in the hall, she saw that the light was on in the bedroom. When she had spoken to him on the phone the previous night, he had sounded fit and well, and she hoped he hadn't caught a bug. It was certainly unlike him to be in bed so early. Pushing the bedroom door open, she did indeed find him in bed. However, it was immediately evident that he wasn't alone. Alongside him, partly covered by the duvet, Louise's own favourite duvet, she noted in a daze, was an attractive, dark-haired girl, and neither of them was wearing a stitch of clothing. Tommy! Louise's hand flew to her mouth as she croaked his name. It sounded like somebody else's voice. He leapt out of the bed in disarray, while the girl burrowed deep under the duvet and covered her head with the pillow. Louise just stood there blankly, idly noticing the clothes strewn across the floor and the ice bucket by the bed with an upturned empty champagne bottle in it. It was an indelible image that would return to haunt her time and time again for weeks to come.
Louise, I didn't think you were coming back till tomorrow.
He was standing by the side of the bed, cupping his hands over his nakedness, his face as red as the discarded bra lying on the floor by his feet. Afterwards, all sorts of possible retorts came to her, ranging from an explosion of invective and rage, followed by a hail of missiles, to more measured comments like, "Maybe you think I should have knocked," or "Don't let me interrupt you." As it was, words completely failed her, and she just turned on her heels and headed back out of the bedroom door again, not even bothering to slam it behind her. Grabbing hold of her suitcase, she tugged it out onto the landing, relieved to find the lift still on this floor. She pressed the ground floor button and barely heard the door hiss shut behind her, as she was still reeling at what she had just witnessed and struggling to come to terms with it. Back outside in the damp night air, she stood in the shadows and breathed deeply. Her eyes were stinging, but she steadfastly refused to let the tears run. In the space of a few seconds, her whole life had been turned upside down. Tommy had been the man with whom she had been planning to spend the rest of her life, but now those dreams were in tatters. Her head was spinning as she tried to make sense of what had happened. Her thoughts a swirling mix of anger, disappointment, sadness, and bewilderment. How could he? A grey-haired lady with a poodle on a lead came walking towards her, caught sight of the expression on her face, and slowed down as she approached. "Are you all right, dear?" With a Herculean effort, Louise took another big breath and tried to sound normal.
"I'm fine, thanks. Just thinking."
"Well, if you're sure..."
"It's okay. Thanks."
But of course it wasn't. She called a cab and phoned her mum from the back seat. As the taxi headed north across the Thames, she gave her mother a brief account of what had just happened, mildly surprised to manage it without bursting into tears. Her mother was, understandably, outraged.
"How could he do something like that? And your father and I thought that things were serious between the two of you."
"So did I, Mum, but clearly Tommy didn't." Her voice almost cracked, but she held firm. The half-hour ride passed in a blur, and as she paid the driver outside her parents' house, he caught her eye.
"It's no business of mine, but for my money, you're better off without him."
She even managed a glimmer of a smile in return, although all she could feel was emptiness deep inside.